I think my journey has been sort of realizing that, unlike other professions or other kind of like skills, it's very normalized to not be paid for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that you give up your time and you spend a lot of money yourself.
And expect it to be grateful for
Sort of you are very lucky to not lose money in the process of doing that, let alone break even, let alone make money. And I think that there's a real sense of kind of like, you have to struggle until you make it.
Yeah.
But that sort of invalidates the fact that there's a lot of time, effort and skill that's put into it in a way that, for instance, if you were like, you know, if you had a trade, you wouldn't be expected to work for free in that way. So I think there's a lot of like, we were talking about like the bartering and the consequence of wants and stuff. I feel like a lot of people are helping each other out in the arts, and that's it's both beautiful in a way, you know, because it is a community and people do want to do it and people want to help each other.
There are people lifting each other up, but then there's also so many doors just being slammed in your face.
And it also doesn't feel like, obviously there's no one way to do it and there's no one route, but also like it feels like more than ever there's not really people who are older who are helping you out.
Yeah, I think a lot of I think it's like a knock-on of the pandemic where a lot of arts institutions kind of went in defense mode, and so they stopped taking risks, and we as emerging artists we're going to be seen as risks.
Even if the work we make isn't particularly risky,
yeah,
the very fact of us being young and emerging makes us risky.